Ukraine security issue.
On Monday, May 15, the 81st day of Russia's war against Ukraine, Russian army units were reported to be regrouping and replenishing their ammunition for new attacks in the Donbas. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces said on Monday that 40% of Russian attacks over the past 24 hours had aimed at Severodonetsk-Luhansk region. Other cities, towns and villages in the region remained under heavy artillery fire and bombardment. As a result, four civilians were wounded and dozens of private houses and apartment buildings were destroyed. Russian shells and bombs also destroyed a vocational school and ammonia plant. All streets are empty. The people stay indoors or in basements and cellars most of the time, but still have to go out looking for something to eat. According to Sergei Gaidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, the enemy forces outnumber the Ukrainian defenders and have a lot more weapons, but repeatedly fail to break through.
Вже он третій місяць, і вони навіть не можуть пробитись з боку рубіжного. В них так є певні успіхи, але тільки
наслідок. They have been unable to break through our defense at Rubizhno for more than 2 months. Yes, they have advanced a little, but only after they shelled villages around the clock and totally destroyed them. Then they set foot on the rubble and claim a so-called tremendous success.
Кожна поїздка – це все ж таки лотерея. Обстрілюється вся територія Луганської області. Нема такого населеного пункту чи місця, де можливо було б бути в безпеці.
As for the evacuation of civilians, it is extremely dangerous because every patch of land in the region is on the fire line. There is no safe place in the region. Bombs, shells and missile strikes everywhere. Nevertheless, yesterday we managed to evacuate 17 people from Severodonetsk. We will try to continue to evacuate people and deliver humanitarian aid to those who stay, said Сергій Гайдай. The Russian invaders have dropped incendiary bombs on the Azovstal steelworks, the last stronghold of the Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol. The bombs, banned by international conventions, cause unstoppable burning at temperatures exceeding 2,000 degrees centigrade. Petro Andriushenko, advisor to the mayor of Mariupol, says that there are hundreds of wounded Ukrainian soldiers in the plant basements and bunkers, and that negotiations on their evacuation or extraction to a third country are still underway. A loud call for saving Mariupol resounded across the world on Sunday night from the Torino, Italy, where the Ukrainian band Kalush Orchestra won the grand final of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. They ended their performance with Save Azovstal, Save Mariupol. Eurovision rules prohibit any political declarations, call or slogans, but we called for saving the heroes who are fighting there even though risking to be disqualified, said the band's frontman Oleg Psyuk.
Люди не розуміють, наскільки велика біда в нашій країні і наскільки це важливо. Це
Some people are still unaware of the calamity that my country is going through, and it was more important for me to say what I said than being disqualified. If I hadn't used the opportunity, I wouldn't have forgiven myself. I do hope that some of those 200 million people who watched our performance can help us. Almost 1,000 Ukrainian military are encircled. They can't get out of Azovstal. We must knock on the doors of our governments and they can really help. Please hear this call. It's very important, said Oleg Psyuk.
Чи допомоги може бути багато, тому просимо всіх звернути увагу на це. Це дуже важливо.
Immediately after Kalush Orchestra finished their performance, the number of Mariupol and Azovstal search word entries on the internet soared. The Russians continue to target cities and villages in the Sumy, Lviv and Kharkiv regions. In the small hours of Monday, Russian cruise missiles struck a military infrastructure facility in the Lviv region. Serious destructions and civilian casualties were reported in residential areas in the Sumy and Kharkiv regions. The Ukrainian army has driven Russian troops out of their artillery reach of Kharkiv and each day liberates more and more towns and villages east and north of the city. But the Russians continue to bomb and shell them. Fierce fighting continues in the area of Izum, where the Ukrainian forces are on the counter offensive. Karina and her family lost their home when their house in the Zaporizhia region was razed to the ground by Russian invaders. The woman, who was then in the last month of pregnancy, was separated from her family for a month. Her husband took her to a maternity house, but because of shelling, she and several other women in the labor were evacuated and transported to Zaporizhia. Her phone calls didn't reach her family because communication was lost. The next day after we were brought to Zaporizhia, I heard that there were no survivors in the maternity house. All I felt then was fear. I asked myself in fear, how am I going to deliver? Will I ever see my dear ones again? While Karina was delivering a baby, Russian shell destroyed her house. Her family members narrowly survived and got out of the rubble. Then they decided to flee their village. Volunteers helped them with accommodation in Zaporizhia. Now they live in a former drugstore. The Russian offensive in the Donbas has slowed down and is far behind schedule. Russia has failed to achieve its occupation goals, according to the latest British intelligence report. Russia may have lost a third of the manpower that it had invading Ukraine on February 24th and has no possibility to restore it quickly enough. Under the present circumstances, the Russian troops can hardly speed up their advance within the next 30 days, said the British intelligence. The fact that 38 countries have reopened their embassies in Kyiv testifies to their trust in Ukraine's victory and future prospects, the foreign minister said on Monday. Ukrainian diplomats greatly appreciate the support of foreign friends and partners and hope very soon all other international representations will return to Kyiv.